The Geek Cave, brought to you by BuzzTime. Great minds drink alike. Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from your past so you can look rad today. And GameStop, power to the players. Hey, nerds. We understand you. Drop those controllers, lose the wizard hat, and ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, oh searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Kent Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
And welcome to the Geek Cave Podcast movie segment. I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
I'm Chad. We are brought to you by Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from your past so you can look rad to get today. BuzzTime, great minds drink alike, and GameStop, power to the players. Look for us on Stitcher, TuneIn, iTunes, Amazon Alexa, and is it Apple Podcasts?
Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts, and just about anywhere that you look for. Anywhere that you look for podcasts.
Yeah, if
we're probably there.
If you look and you can't find us, never use that app again.
Yeah. You can find me specifically by the apple pie.
That is true.
Is that alcoholic or just dessert?
Either.
Can it really be? It's multifaceted. Right. It works for all. Mm-hmm. And of course you can keep up with what we're talking about in between podcasts on geekcavepodcast.com. So guys, last month was a little bit of a downer. So we need a foil. We need a straw man. We need someone that we can laugh at, somebody we can point to, somebody that's so ridiculous and unrealistic that we just can't help but feel good about being right. And so today I give you the Minimists.
So, guffaw.
Guffaw. Chortle, chortle, chortle. Yes. Chuckle indeed. So these men's rights activists have gone and done something that I can only laugh at, and the rest of us shall also laugh, and I want you, dear sweet listeners, to laugh with us. In this case, I'm talking about the fan re-edit, the defeminization edit of Star Wars The Last Jedi that removes and or minimizes women. And for those who've seen the movie, I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. It's like 2.5 hours of mostly women and people of color. And so it takes this movie from a little over 2 hours to 46 minutes.
Wow.
46 minutes. Said the author of the edit, he did regret that there are some plot holes.
Some
plot holes. My favorite responses, there was a critic named Priscilla Page that she basically made a reference to an article about this, and she just wrote in her Twitter feed, ha ha ha, like used up her entire Twitter character account to say ha ha ha.
All 280 characters.
To which Rian Johnson, the director of Last Jedi, then said, Priscilla made some excellent points, and I would just like to add, ha 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 ha. To which Mark Hamill said, excellent, may I also add, and then did a whole bunch of emoticons of laughing, crying face emojis. And then John Boyega comes in and says, one final point, and leaves a whole bunch of laughing emojis. And of course, to which Mark Hamill, who should get the final word, just wrote back, good to see we're on the same page, son. This is one
I
of those.
I imagine John Boyega going, he called me son.
Mark Hamill's my new daddy. So it's ridiculous. It's dumb. And of course, the response to it has been mostly jovial and hysterical because
just point and laugh.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
My favorite response besides Mark Hamill to John Boyega though has been from and I wish I could remember the guy's Twitter handle, but he did a re-edit of Saving Private Ryan where he removed all the men. And so this 2 hour and 40 some odd minute movie goes to 2 hours and 20 or 2 minutes and 20 seconds of mostly shots of flags and cemeteries, establishing shots and women looking through windows. So, nice. It's great. So speaking of good things that are happening in the world today, CBS Television Distribution has acquired the digital multicast rights to the Carol Burnett Show. The whole thing.
That's a long show.
To the whole thing. So some of these episodes, they haven't seen daylight since they originally aired. You know, they were shown once and then never again in syndication for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I'm expecting that we're going to get something a little bit like Monty Python Flying Circus, where you're going to have like one sketch in the show that's amazing. And the rest, it's like, oh, I see why we don't see that anymore.
Yeah.
But
the dentist one.
But this is 276 hours of Burnett, Wagner, Lawrence, Conway, and Corman. And if you just add that all together, this is 11 and a half days of comedy without a bathroom break. 11 and a half days. And so there's no word yet on how CBS is going to distribute it.
It'll be all access.
It might be all... It probably will be all access.
Which means it'll be... Yeah, you'll have to pay for it. But
you're going to have to pay for it whether it's on Hulu or Netflix, and it won't be on Netflix.
Well, the reason I say that is because no one has an all access account.
Yeah. Only the people who are hardcore Trek fans right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are...
Even if they released it onto... physical mm-hmm. media, you'd still have to pay for it.
Right.
Simple as that.
Well, yeah.
So, but this is just
buy a 1 month subscription,
marathon it
with some bathroom breaks.
Yep.
And there
and
you
you're
go.
Good.
Hey, if someone gives us enough money, we'll do it.
Yep.
If only Extra Life was.
We could do it on Twitch.
If only Extra Life was 12 days instead of 24 hours, we'd do it.
So, When we find out how it's going to be out, we'll let you know. But this is just the digital distribution. This is not making hard copies. This is not selling DVDs. This is only streaming right now.
Yeah.
So I was looking with all the Star Wars stuff going on. I was like, well, wasn't there supposed to be a Han Solo movie coming? And the more I'm looking and finding, the more I'm starting to feel like there's an impending train wreck showing up.
Oh, boy.
With only 4 months to showtime, they've had three showrunners and lots of reshoots. But by now, we should be seeing a preview, and we still haven't seen any, like, stills. There have been no movie stills. There's some cast photos, but nothing that's saying, hey, here's a shot from the movie, yeah. You know, or a shot of the actors acting in the movie. So lower your expectations. You know, like everyone's expectations were lowered for Rogue One and then were blown out of the water, you know.
I've lowered my expectations so much that I don't even want to see it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to see it when it was announced, quite honestly.
I don't think that I need the backstory of Han Solo.
No.
And even they gave like the, hey, here's what the movie's going to be about, you know, paragraph. And it's, see the adventures of Han Solo as he meets Chewbacca and Lando Calrissian and gets the Millennium Falcon. It's like, you know.
Don't care.
That is as generic as it gets. And I'm pretty sure the Empire made it pretty clear how we get Lando Calrissian and the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah. I want to see the continuing adventures of...
Yeah.
My favorite characters, or I want to see new adventures not involving them.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. I don't need this.
So, it is what it is. On other things, Paddington 2 has unseated Toy Story 2 and Lady Bird as the best reviewed movie on Rotten Tomatoes, received 164 consecutive positive reviews, which... I'll be honest, is not bad for a movie that I will never see. for a movie that I might see, yeah, that's really good. But I'm not going to watch Paddington. I'm not British. And and so it's just not in my wheelhouse.
I might. I just haven't had a chance to. It's just one of those things where I'm not British, but I do enjoy most things British. I remember the Paddington show from when I was growing up. So it's like, yeah, I'd give it a shot. I just haven't had a chance to.
Okay. There's a Tomb Raider movie supposedly coming in March 16th. The previews are on the cave. It looks good enough to be a video game, guys.
Yeah.
Like it's they really should take this character and bring her to the PlayStation, the Xbox, maybe the Switch. You know, I would like to
Do you want to tell him or should I?
Let's just leave it alone. Let him.
Oh. Anyway,
let the boy dream.
Justice League the movie. Not the TV show, but the movie is getting a Blu-ray, and it's coming out March 13th, or if you buy your things digital on February 13th. Sorry, fellas, there's no Snyder cut.
Boo.
I mean, it's. Yeah. I know that we were really wanting some more death, devil, evil.
Yeah, I'm just kind of ambivalent.
But on the good news, there is a restored, deleted scene called The Return of Superman, which we're assuming is like, The Reign of the Superman
in like 5 minutes.
And all it is Henry Cavill's fist punching people dressed as Superman. Don't call me Superboy. Punch.
My name's Steel, but my real name is John Henry Iron Punch.
Yep, that's all that it is.
Destroy.
Punch. Or it's, you know,
nice
going
use of the Dalek there, very nice.
Or it's the suit like is buried in Washington or Metropolis there, you know, and it's just Superman punching the ground to get his suit back. You know?
I can fix the hole.
Now here's the twist. You can only get that deleted scene if you buy it from Walmart.
Oh, my God.
What a twist.
God damn it.
But I'm sure that the deleted scene is going to fix all the problems that everyone had with Justice League. All of them. Every one of them. Honestly, I stopped having problems with it as soon as I saw Flash running around him and Superman turning to watch him. That I was like, you know, I'm on board now. I'm already on board. This is great.
Yeah.
This is fine. Oh, look, Flash is going to push Superman, but what a twist.
He bounced right off.
He bounced right off because Superman don't get pushed. So we're
lying.
That needs to be on a t-shirt. Superman don't get pushed.
Pushed. Not pushed. Pushed.
Pushed.
So we may get a Black Widow movie.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Yeah.
To which I will say,
thought we did. It was called Lucy.
To which I will just say, don't screw it up. Yeah, they announced the plan to do it after Wonder Woman, so...
Is Patty Jenkins available?
No, you leave her on Wonder Woman.
Cloak and Dagger's getting a release date, or a premiere date, June 7th, 10 episodes coming. It looks kind of dumb, but at the same time that it looks kind of dumb...
Well, it's on Freeform, so...
I know next to nothing about it, so... maybe someday I'll convince Justin to do a long box on Cloak and Dagger, and then I'll change my mind.
Yeah.
Or I won't. And last but certainly not least, before these guys have any news that they've got, you guys have any news today?
No, I'm good.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, Teen Titans Go, I didn't know if you heard, it's getting a movie. And I watched the preview. It's funny as all get out. And what's tying it together is that the original cast all the way back from Teen Titans is still signed on. So you get, you get the real Robin from Teen Titans to Teen Titans Go. And now coming to Teen Titans Go, the movie, it's really going to tie everything together. I think that
shut your damn mouth.
What? It's going to make
it. What the hell are you talking about, Savage?
I just what it's this see what it does is
no
it unites the
no!
old with the new
no
and
nine
and everybody
yes.
But see that
other languages for no.
Really, that's what we're going with is other languages for no. But it's
shut your damn mouth.
But it's
get to your review.
But the
boy.
All right.
Oh man, he used the parent voice. All right.
Oh, I am Pout.
Hey,
we don't
pout in the cave.
I was really excited about this. You know,
when's it? Can we tell the audience when it's coming to theaters or just?
Apparently not.
Yes. Okay. Briefly, go.
I don't know yet. It's just a preview.
Good.
You can find it on geekcavepodcast.com. Look for TGC Justin. We'll put it up again with his name on it.
Don't look for it.
Sorry. TGC Liz. You'll be able to find it. If
she writes like 90% of the articles. So
yeah. You think it's bad making me mad? Don't make her mad.
So, well, really? No news from you guys? No TV?
The
no?
One thing I had was the Justice League, you know, release.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have anything.
And the thing is about that, I kind of want the Snyder Cut too. Not because I think that it's so much better. I just want to know tonally how that's going to fit, how that's different.
I think you just described it with death, devil, 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 evil, 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 death.
I suppose.
So. Well, you know, the end credit scene between Superman and Flash, one, takes place at night, and two, has Superman pouting the entire time. That's pretty much it. That's...
Well, if that's it, then all I've got is just the review.
Well, shall we call Kent?
I suppose we should.
And now, it's time for Chad Savage's Random Movie Review.
So, the dice picked Trolls. It was randomly done. You know, we...
just rolled a dice.
We took our dice, and that's it. And after watching it, well... well, guys, I think this review is better in song.
What?
What?
I wondered if they should do it, 'cause who's nostalgic for Trolls? I know that they were big throughout the decade of the 90s. Every girl in class owned many, stuck on pencils and in lockers. But what's this film to me? Watching it with cynical mind, it's shiny and made with tons of heart. Well, isn't that a really strange way to start? It frankly is a fantastic film. The Bergens are mean and kinda droll. Their one bit of joy is goblin trolls. For one trolls to all, the trolls escape. Hooray! The Bergen chef is kicked out of the kingdom. The trolls, they find a new home and they will partay. Hey! This movie's more than just okay. I mean, it's no Citizen Kane, but I will watch it over. Wells don't get the same from me. Oh, I could throw some nits and pick, but my kid had a blast with it. And I will watch it over, 'cause it's better than you think. Oh, 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 yes, it is better. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Long story short, they get caught by Chef. The princess will quest to save her friends. With her comes Justin Timberlake, who doesn't want to sing. Eventually, they meet the Bergen Bridget. She gets a date with the king. Trolls betrayed by Russell Brand. Now they're trapped in a cooking pan. Hey, but they get away because, kids, it's really, really, really gotta be okay. Hey! This movie's more than just okay. Justin Timberlake always slays. And Anna Kendrick, she is also really good. Oh, you're worried because you don't have kids. It's dark enough to cover this. So watch it one time. You'll be happy that you did. Go, oh, 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 go and see the film. Go, oh, 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 oh. It's okay! Go, oh, 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 oh. So be just like me, and go see the Trolls movie.
I don't think that I have anything else to add.
That was amazing.
I think that that's... So that is... It is what it is. I think that it is...
Chad.
Yeah?
I'm sorry I yelled at you earlier. That was beautiful.
You're just saying that, yeah, because that was amazing. It really was.
Don't worry. I'm sure I'll upset you next month when we talk about release dates. So,
you were so close, man.
I know. So anyway, it is time to, it's time to pick for next month. So, all right, I got a four. So it looks like, let's see, one, two, three. Ooh, I'm shopping in classic movies. So, Darren, Justin, right?
I got a two.
All right. You got a two.
Okay.
Darren. What do we got?
Three.
So, oh, I've not seen this one. That's good. It's In Like Flint.
Dibs. I want to watch that
in
with you.
In Like Flint.
Dibs. I call watching that with Chad.
All right.
All right. I know it's supposed to be good. I guess we'll find out. So, there being nothing else, I'm Chad. For Darren, Justin, and the ever-amazing Kent, we are the Geek Cave Podcast. Thanks for listening, and remember, everyone's a geek for something.
Oh, and by the way, your code word for the prize pack that we're giving away, Songbreak. See you next month.